Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and welcome to The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, medicine, and spirituality that considers how the mind and body interact with each other to influence health and healing. With years of experience as a practicing psychologist in the health and wellness fields, and as a writer covering amazing stories of healing, I will explore with my guests how numerous factors influence our lives and our health. Thank you for listening. Hi, and welcome to this edition of The Miracle Within You. Today, I am delighted to have with me all the way from Austin, Texas, Charles Clay. Charles has a very interesting background. He is a kinesiologist and has developed his skills to help all sorts of people in different sectors heal psychologically as well as physically. And of course, he has his own story, don't we all? Which is what we'll get into now. Great to have you with us, Charles.
Great to be here. Appreciate it.
Okay, so you have a background, a sort of academic background in kinesiology, and perhaps you would like to explain a little bit about that before diving into how you got to be where you are today.
Sure. Yeah, I've always had a fascination with these human bodies, these sensory suits we get to call home for such a short time. It's I feel they're such a gift, and there's so much to learn, you know. And so my path has been one of, you know, optimizing performance and pushing things to a new level in these bodies, and as well as you know, understanding, having a greater understanding of the messages, signals, and the communication from our bodies, and you know, the difference between operating from the mind and a heart space of the intelligence within each and every cell of our being. So it's been a long path of one of my greatest teachers has been pain. You know, pain is, I've come to learn to pain is pay attention inward now, as opposed to avoid and, you know, by all means necessary to escape from it.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And kinesiology is a great topic. The first episode I had on the show was Dr. John Leith, who, as you probably know, has written amazing books on the language of cells and the amazing interconnectivity in our body. And, you know, you're fortunate or smart or both to, you know, be in that field to understand the amazing complexity of the body and what it's capable of, right?
Yeah, it's truly a miracle, each and every one of us.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you had this background, and then what other significant events contributed to you being where you are today?
Yeah. So after my studies with kinesiology, I became a trainer and health coach out in San Diego, moved from Washington to San Diego to enjoy the beach life and Encinitas for a chapter in the Bay. And in 2008, I found myself up snowboarding in Mammoth Mountain with a couple friends. And this particular day was pretty intense. It was a full on blizzard, and I'd never experienced conditions quite like this. You could barely see a tree like 10 feet in front of you. It was just a blur. And they had closed down the lifts because it was so dangerous, but we're already at the top. So we kind of looked at each other like, hey, let's just charge and stay low and be ready for anything. So we're having a blast. It was like snowboarding through, you know, cloud 10. And until about halfway down the mountain, I went off a jump that I didn't know was there. And it felt like I just went off a cliff. I had no idea where the landing was at. I just knew I was in midair. Everything slowed down. I tensed up. And as soon as I hit, it was like the impact felt like a lightning bolt to my low back. And it was excruciating pain. I yelled to my friends, hoping they could hear me. They were already way ahead and down the mountain. And I looked at my phone, and my phone was dead, out of battery. And so here I am, you know, at like a level 11 on a 10 scale of pain in the middle of a blizzard. And it's in those moments that you find another gear, kind of channel the inner Spartan warrior, and just like had to click my board off and sit on it because I couldn't stand up yet. And I would just kind of slide down as far as I could and keel over, or breathe into it for a while, and kept doing this until I eventually made it down the mountain. And then I went to go see doctors and specialists and didn't like what they were saying. They were showing me x-rays and MRIs about how jacked up my spine was from this injury that they said, you're going to need surgery, maybe multiple, as soon as possible, or you'll never move the same again. And for somebody that really appreciates these sensory suits, boy, that was not the news I wanted to hear. And even in a state of fight or flight, I was able to access my intuition and just know that that wasn't my path. And I chose a path of self-healing. And I remember, it wasn't an easy path. I remember being in my apartment in San Diego, could barely walk. I was just crawling to the bathroom in pain. And in that pain, I decided, while I'm here, I'm going to feel through, all the emotions that I've been kind of running from, the shame of not being able to stand up straight, let alone get to work, fear of whether I'd even move the same again or heal fully, and even some grief that I hadn't fully processed from earlier in life. And in a pool of tears, allowing myself to go to the depths of those and release some of those feelings, it was like this deep clarity came about. And as it does after a good cry. So I set an intention to drop into a meditation and receive all answers to healing naturally. And during that meditation, a friend I hadn't talked to in over 2 years happened to text me right then and say, "Hey, I heard your back's in bad shape. Check out NKT, neurokinetic therapy, the work of David Weinstock." And this took me down a pretty epic rabbit hole to connecting a lot of dots with my research and studies in kinesiology. And so I got in touch with him and was excited to learn, how he was helping people with conditions like mine. And he set me up with his top student in San Diego at the time. And that's how I met Christina. And I walked in to my first session of NKT looking like Shakira stuck in a mid-hip dance move. I mean, my hips were over to the left, my upper body's over to the right. I'm like in bad shape. And that was, representative. My body was showing how out of alignment I was with my purpose at that time. Kind of training 10 clients a day, relying on coffee, and then going out on the weekends and having way too much fun and really avoiding a lot of heavy emotions that I hadn't fully faced. And so I got on the table and she starts testing muscle groups and tells me to push down with my foot and see if my glutes are firing. And nothing was firing. I was like, "What do you mean my glutes aren't firing? That's weird. I have big glutes, And she's like, "Yep, all form, no function." And she starts having me clench my jaw and then retested the glutes. And all of a sudden they were strong again. So my body had just showed us that my neurological traffic jam was my jaw overcompensating for the big guns, my butt muscles. And this was interesting. It was an aha moment for me because she's putting on her rubber gloves and says, I know we just met, but I'm going to have to go into your mouth and release your jaw." I said, "You're going to what?" And so she's releasing my jaw. It was super painful, but literally could feel like some neural pathways reconnecting. And sure enough, after releasing the jaw, started activating my glutes again and they were firing. And we did this for a couple other compensation patterns that were going on in my body. And I was able to stabilize my spine again and got off the table and was like standing up straight and full alignment. And I was just so happy. I, gave her a big hug and said, "I'm going to come see you every week and learn this." And I went on to study all of David Weinstock's courses with him and became a neurokinetic pain relief specialist. And that really changed the trajectory of my work. At the time, I opened up my own practice and began helping other people heal themselves from aches, pains, injuries, and then come to find like a lot of common denominators that go unaddressed is the emotional component with pain. Yeah. Emotions are energy that wants to be in motion. And oftentimes if we resist it, it becomes, issues in our tissues and we'll keep getting highlighted. And so so I developed a very effective process I call the inner peace process for for resolving emotional aspects, as well as deeper underlying childhood trauma, and reminding people that you are your own greatest healer. Nobody knows your soul and your body like you, and this is just a pathway to understand that more and gain the lessons from it.
Absolutely. So, and everyone I've talked to who has remarkable stories like this, they have that moment when they say, I'm going to take charge of this, whether it's a fatal diagnosis or prognosis or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's the moment when they say, no, I'm not. I'm going to take charge of this. Yeah. And, for you, that moment, I mean, you were very sure about that. I mean, there was no compromise, it seems like, at that moment when, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, that moment probably could have came earlier if had I listened to like the universal feathers, the little the early signs of it's like change. We can either resist it, we can accept it, or we can create it. And so now I pay attention to the little feathers, and when things are out of alignment, I can make those adjustments a little faster than but that's one of the things I learned. We don't have to wait till the equivalent of like getting hit in the head with a brick or a Mack truck to understand, it's time to make some changes and shifts in our lives. So that's been a big blessing that's come from it. And as well as the metaphysics, has been a real key component that I address with people to help understand the lessons and the blessings as to how this is happening for you. And that's really useful, because then oftentimes when you gain the lesson and the blessings from it, then it often doesn't need to keep showing up as a cycle in your life, which can be really frustrating.
Right. So, as a disaster rather than a lesson, right? As negative rather than productive. Yeah, that's interesting. And early in the series, I had Jeff Brancard, a major in the physical therapist in the U.S. Army, who had to develop programs for people with, horrendous neuromuscular injuries from conflict, and his message was, you can, he had his own framework, but his message was, you can do this. And I don't want to hear you say, I can't, or I won't, or any, if you do that, you can't participate.
Right.
And to me, this whole concept of miraculous healing begins with that mindset. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe you have to get people to that mindset, but at some point you have to reach it, right? And you have to say, this is where I'm at.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my, one of the second most devastating news I got was a phone call from my dad, who, we're very close, weren't always, but, he was a smoker and kind of off and on. And then, I got the call one day, and I could tell by his voice as soon as I picked up the phone that he was in bad shape. And he told me that he just left the doctor's office and they gave him a diagnosis. And the doctor told him that he has stage 4 cancer, and they gave him, 2 to 4 months to live. And I chose my words wisely. I took a deep breath and said, Dad, do you want to beat this? Do you want to live? And he said, yeah, you're damn right I do. And I said, good. Then don't listen to a word those doctors said, because it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Too many people believe this person in a white coat that's been trained a certain way, oftentimes to prescribe legalized drugs. And then, it's like giving their power away. And so luckily, we got my dad on, the Gerson Institute protocol that's been helping people cure cancer and other, so-called incurable diseases for quite some time now, cutting out a lot of the things that cause cancer or, put gasoline on that fire. And then got him on infrared sauna and, on green drinks and, coffee enemas and the whole shebang. And he became like a biohacker overnight, and he was really into it. And at one point he was cancer free. They got a CAT scan back, and we just celebrated and had so much fun. So and basically we turned 2 months, so-called, from that doctor's perspective, into 2 years of just really rich memories, because You know, after a while, he kind of went back to some of his old habits, including e-cig, and you know, I'll never forget being by his side. You know, when I knew his time was close, and there was a lot of times when I would get the call from my brother and kind of fly out from San Diego to go kind of rescue him from the hospital and say, you know, all right, doctor, what do we need to get signed off for him to get out of here? You know, let's do three laps around the thing. And I'm coaching my dad, you know, seeing this epic hero of mine, you know, on a little stroller thing. Like it's just wild. And so we got him out of there, would get him into the grass and get to enjoy some time at the park with some vitamin D, and every smile, you know, even like half smirk was just like really priceless. Then and quality time I got to spend with him, and the opportunity to share everything on my heart with him before he passed, because I knew his time might be close. And so one day when I got the call, I showed up and he was at home and we were all there, and it was this time I just saw his body and I knew, man, he was in so much pain and that just so frail that like I wasn't there to try to save him, you know. I was there to help him move on. And so that was a tough realization. And sitting there, my hand on his shoulder as one of his friends played this song called Let It Flow. And it was this beautiful song that just really like hit my heart chords. And, you know, I just let this full on like ugly cry, you know, like snot bubbles, the whole thing, and went like deeper into layers of grief than I had before. I lost my mom early on too, and really didn't get to, you know, fully process that as a young 10-year-old. And so this moment kind of gave myself permission to be seen in that, because I found gold in the depths of grief. And it was like, what an honor to get to share in liquid emotion, you know, how much this man means to me, you know, and for him to get to witness that when, you know, ironically, I feel like intuitively, we know in Chinese medicine that lungs are associated with grief. And so it feels like it was unprocessed grief from my father as well. I only saw him cry once in my entire life at my grandpa's funeral. And so, you know, and that's oftentimes why people resort to smoking, right? They don't want to feel the grief because it's painful. But when we do, then it moves through us and frees up energy, you know, and then oftentimes the addictions don't have the same magnetism to us. So it was, really a gift to get to hold my dad through that and really hold his hand through the last few moments. I could tell he was just holding on for us. And, you know, he was still there, could hear us. And I just said, Dad, you know, we love you so much. We'll always be with you. And where you're going is so beautiful. It's so peaceful. You know, you don't have to fight anymore. And, he took his last breath after those words, and it was truly a gift to get to be there with him through that and get to connect with him in a new way through spirit. That's very valuable to me.
Well, thank you, Jess, for that amazing story. Really a beautiful story. So thank you for that. We'll take a short break and then we'll be right back with Charles Clay.
The station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. Today I'm talking with Charles Clay, a kinesiologist, but so much more than that, somebody who helps people heal, one might almost say from the inside out, just telling us a beautiful story about his dad and how he helped him have two really productive years after a fatal diagnosis. Amazing story, Charles. And I'm sure you see people who come in, I wouldn't say they're cynical, but they haven't bought in, 150%, right? And I'm sure convincing them is part of the challenge.
Can be sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, it's basically, whether you believe it or not, either way, you're right.
Right. And that speaks to something really important. Again, just calling it the mind-body is too simplistic, right? But the amazing complexity of the body and how that mind-body is not two separate things. It's right. One amazing, amazing system with incredible communication that we're only just beginning to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
And when you explain this to people, I'm sure you can do it in a very energizing way. I'm sure you see amazing changes in people's attitude and perception.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing what we're capable of. And it's easy to forget that sometimes, when we get caught in the same negative spirals of thought, there's kind of like a human default setting in our brain. It's like Windows 2007 gets installed and it just needs to be upgraded. It's like, old, outdated negative spirals of choosing negative thoughts that create terrible feelings in our body. And yet we keep going there when we could choose something more intentionally. And that's why often when people are faced with challenges, it can be very useful to begin with, one of the tools that's right under our nose, the power of breath. I teach a 4-8 expansion breath, and it's instead of just breathing anteriorly, you can notice how you can breathe in every direction. And then combine that with a 4-second inhale rhythm and an 8-second exhale. And this has a very calming, cooling effect for the nervous system. And it can help slow things down when we're kind of caught in the mind and the fast pace and the rat race, and then invite in some self-inquiry. And this is really useful because it can take your mind from the negative default programs that it's used to giving it a task per se, to seeking answers to some valuable questions. And the first question is, how is this happening for me? This is an important question because it will take us out of any victim mode. And taking responsibility for our experiences and our ability to create our reality. And if we ask, how is this happening for me instead of to me, then, it's the why is this happening to me that perpetuates suffering anytime we're in that victim mode. longer than necessary. And so this can give the mind a task to seek, you know, what might be the lighter side of this, or what can I gain from this? And then the second question is, what needs to change? This is an important one because, you know, there's oftentimes something in our lifestyle or our eating habits, or, you know, something going on in our lives that wants to be shifted. And we can get some of those insights when we ask ourselves these questions. And the third one is, what are the lessons to gain and the blessings to earn from this experience? And that line of questioning can really use your mind as a like heat-seeking missile to seeking answers instead of going into the same negative default programs. It's an interesting phenomenon, you know, like you'll be given five amazing compliments and maybe one negative feedback. And oftentimes, like, we'll forget about the positive comments and just focus on that one negative thing. So recognizing that, we can shift and kind of upgrade those programs at any time that we choose. So,
yes,
game changer.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have treated a couple of people with severe dissociative disorder, what used to be called multiple personalities. And one of the things I learned from them was each of those personalities had a very specific mindset, even physical symptoms. I mean, it was really interesting. And it occurred to me that actually that's, in a way, what we all have. I mean, we don't all have a dissociative state, and it isn't quite as dramatic as that. But we all have this sort of program persona where our physiology and our psychology is programmed to be in a particular way, to think negatively, to, you know, and assume that is who we are, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's just who I am. It isn't. You start changing this programming, and you become somebody completely different, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, I would agree with you. In fact, a lot of those type of diagnosis, you know, bipolar, schizophrenia, you know, multiple personalities, oftentimes there's some real gifts in that, like some psychic abilities that have come online, some really key gifts, but they just haven't been recognized by society or in the way that they can be nourished, you know, and helpful. And so, and like you said, to your point, you know, we all have these voices going on in our heads. You know, it's really like, which ones are you choosing to let ride, take the wheel, you know?
Yep.
And so it's important to get to know those aspects of our psyche. And instead of trying to disown them or, you know, exile, which, you know, I've tried that many times, it doesn't work. Instead, it's actually like, you know, imagine it's a family going on in your head, and you know, how are you going to orchestrate that and make sure that your higher self's driving?
Yes. And what does it tell you about all sorts of things? Yeah. Amazing experience, sort of dismantling that and putting it back in a different way. But again, the key is the perception of, this is a blessing, I can do it. No, oh my God, why is this happening to me? I'm this poor victim, there's nothing I can do, which is the worst thing, of course, that you can say to yourself. And it's so tragic to see that. We are what I call in the golden age of victimhood, and it is really destructive for people. I mean, terrible things happen to people. Of course they do.
Yeah.
But sitting in the corner crying about it and being angry about it isn't helpful.
Or pointing the finger.
Yeah.
Blame game. You know,
there's
always these fingers pointing back to the source of that. And, you know, calling in that experience. And so that blame game is like pointing to where we're giving our power away.
That's exactly right. Where does the power lie? And it lies within each of us. Mm-hmm. And it is our responsibility to use that power in the most positive way, which is what your career is now about doing, is helping people use that power, right? To overcome whether these are psychological, physical, psychophysical, whatever they are, right? Deal with it.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, one of my gifts has just been to take things that are awfully considered complex and, you know, use my intuition to piece things together into a very simple, easy to use method that's very effective. And with the inner peace process, it's like people get to identify, you know, where the source of a lot of the common triggers that show up in their life, whether it's anger, whether it's common denominator of like grief or frustration or anxiety, like where a lot of these, where the source of that's coming from. And it's usually pointing to a younger version of us that went through something challenging, that an event happened and we didn't quite know how to process it. And so, you know, people call this trauma, and it can be many, you know, different levels of that, but ultimately, it too is happening for us to ultimately know thyself. We just haven't been taught in school how to, you know, process that. And that's what I offer, is a step-by-step guided process to go into the source of what part of you needs the most love, support, and safety, and how to provide that to yourself so that you can allow that energy to finally metabolize that's been unprocessed and free up new energy, and also get to identify some of the stories that were created, the decisions that we made about ourselves during those events. You know, my mom, dad divorced really early on when I was 4. And I remember that very vividly. Yeah. And, you know, the woman I love the most is saying she's leaving and I might not see her again for a long time. And so that was pretty devastating, to the point where, you know, I decided, man, that must mean that I'm, you know, not good enough, right? To keep the one I love around, or there mm-hmm. must be something wrong with me, right? And so mm-hmm. these subconscious beliefs just keep circulating and showing up in our reality until we go to the source and rewrite that story. And so what a blessing, you know, I still take my own medicine, because I have 2 beautiful daughters and another little boy on the way in the oven. And so there are great reminders, you know, of like, when it comes to trauma, we can either process it and heal from it and gain the lessons and make peace from our past, or we just pass it on to future generations. And then hopefully they can carry that burden. And so for me, it's every trigger is a gateway to deeper healing. And instead of resorting to coping or escaping from it, having a step-by-step process that allows us to go to the source of it, provide, you know, the love, support, and safety that's needed, and then gain some lessons from it, allows not only healing for myself and my daughters, but like future generations. You know, it's really profound. And so that in itself is really exciting, because my girls are gifted with a lot of imagination. So it's fun to even imagine what's possible without them having to carry this weight and burden, you know, generational trauma. Mm-hmm. And so my clients say the same things. You know, it's just opens up so many things in your life when you go back to rewriting these stories, these limiting beliefs that kind of show up as upper limit problems and self-sabotage. And, you know, it allows more money to flow in. It allows like youth and vitality, feeling younger every year instead of, you know, succumbing to the, oh, I'm getting old and everything's falling apart beliefs. And as well, you know, I'm 45 years young and I feel mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm just getting started, you know? So it's fun, because even relationships are greatly enhanced. I mean, there's been saved marriages from this work. There's been just like deeper levels of intimacy and connection that allow, you know, a union to thrive really well, which is exciting, because I feel like that's the ultimate dojo in the human experience, you know, choosing relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. And listeners, you will be able to see eventually some video clips of Charles on the Miracle Within You YouTube channel, but he's 45, but he looks sort of late 20s.
Appreciate that.
And also, I did see on social media some delightful pics of your 2 adorable daughters. They look great. I'm sure they're absolutely delightful. And I saw the announcement that your wife is pregnant again, but I was going to ask you. So it's a boy. You know that already, huh?
Yeah, we had a pretty fun reveal party, and it's funny because we, you know, there was mixed reviews. Like, my wife just like broke down in tears of joy, and I felt like we just won the Super Bowl, you know, fists in the air, like, because there's been this deep soul connection to a boy spirit that we've had for quite some time. So it was really a big confirmation for us, you know, and an interesting journey, you know, being okay with, yeah, if it's meant to be a girl too, you know, that's great as well. But I definitely was clear that I desired a boy and felt this spirit coming through. So it was a glorious, you know, reveal party.
Yeah, that's wonderful. But also what you are doing, the work you're describing, the work that you do, opens the way up for these sorts of experiences. Mm-hmm. It changes your vision of life from, oh, it's a slog, it's hard work, to real appreciation, to gratitude, to making the most of each moment. And so, you know, I congratulate you and thank you, because the work you're doing is exactly what needs to happen. And it runs counter, of course, to the culture that doesn't really embrace that, which is what we'll talk about perhaps in the last segment of The Miracle Within You. Let's take a short
break. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active, super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. Today, I'm delighted to be talking with Charles Clay, who's got some great messaging and experience in helping people really address the key issues in their physical and mental health to allow them to live life to the fullest. I really believe, Charles, that's what you are doing. And unfortunately, the medical system is not geared to do that, right? It's symptom relief.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, it's by no surprise that a lot of these, you know, Gerson Institute and other methods that have already proven to be curing so-called incurable diseases aren't very well known. Unfortunately, that's not by mistake with an industry that makes money off prescribing drugs. Unfortunately. Right. Yeah, and those drugs, you know, they're taught to weigh out the benefit versus side effects and give their best judgment. And so it's a pretty twisted system, and that's just one element of it, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you know, we understand how it evolved and why it has evolved the way that it has, but it is not adequately addressing many of the issues, the physical, the psychological issues that people right. are dealing with. It just isn't. It's symptom relief, quick symptom mm-hmm. relief, as quick symptom relief as possible, because I've got 20 patients waiting in the waiting yeah. room. And it's not the doctor's fault. They've been trained that way, and the system is set up that way. But that still doesn't make it right.
Right.
That still doesn't make it right. And it is critical that people get exposure to your message and messages like yours. That is, hey, take control. You can make the best of this.
Yeah.
You can be probably much better than going through a conventional system, which will give you symptom relief, might drug you up for the rest of your life, and actually prevent you in some ways from feeling the real beauty of experience.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, there's a time and a place for it. You know, if mm-hmm. we make sure to stay out of the hospital as much as possible, but if there's broken bones or, you know, like there's technology does have its advantages, and there are some great doctors. So I'm thankful yeah. for that. And,
yes.
But unfortunately as a whole, the system is, I mean, you can just look at like what they're feeding people in hospitals. Like, is that to help them get well and get them on their way? Or is it to keep them there longer with like gluten and sugar and, you know, Jell-O? And it's just, it's pretty sad. And so even when you walk into those buildings, you know, like some people say the closest place to hell, the DMV and hospitals, man, low vibrational energy that you got to go into there with some intention, like Patch Adams, you know,
mm-hmm.
that
yes,
movie
yeah.
with Robin Williams.
Yeah, yeah,
bring the joy and love in. There. It's needed most, you know.
Yeah. We're not knocking emergency medicine and amazing surgeries and things that are available. But most people going to, for example, their physician, you know, one of those 67-70% of them are really talking about the issues that you're dealing with. Are definitely related to that, you know, to that. And you must see quite a lot of people who've tried the conventional system and just got fed up with it or discouraged by it or got no results from it.
Or addicted to pill popping.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with a lot of people that have had tremendous results when they made the choice that, you know, they are their own greatest healer, and that nobody knows their soul and their body like themselves, you know, so that it starts there. And then, you know, then it's like less seeking for answers externally. And you learn some self-healing tools to go inward and understand these messages, these signals from the body. They call them symptoms. I call them signals. And, you know, when you can understand those messages, the body doesn't work in language like we speak. It's more of like, you know, does it feel better when you sit in meditation, or, you know, or when you're like moving around a lot? And, you know, so that, you know, it's getting understanding and deciphering those messages from your body. That's where the metaphysics comes in, very valuable. And so just having a process for people that can be guided through, you know, the self-healing, and then get to take that on their own, you know, to anytime they're feeling triggered or these signals are showing up, they can have some tools that they can take it through step by step to understand how it's happening for them, instead of just jumping on Google and self-diagnosing, you know, the worst case scenarios, which create more anxiety. Mm-hmm. And, you know, more fight or flight decisions, much different than, you know, operating from a state of peace and a regulated nervous system. The choices that we make are much different.
Yes, yes. And this has implications sort of across life, not just when you're sick, right? It's optimal performance too. And I know you do some work with high-level professionals,
Yep.
and business people, and CEOs, trying to optimize performance, not necessarily
Right.
heal them, but the same message
Yeah.
can help optimize, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, it gets to be really fun when people are open to receive all the upgrades available, releasing some of the Windows 2007 negative programs
Right,
and
right.
upgrading with some new ones that can really, help actualize full potential, which is really exciting. You know, I've gotten to work with, one of the greatest athletes on the planet, Trey Hardy, showed up to me with back pain. And that was because of a lot of other things that were kind of falling apart in his life at the time. And in 8 weeks, getting to witness his transformation just from using these tools was like, he got to be the pillar for his family and find his passion again and get to tackle life in a new way. And it's a deep level of fulfillment that comes from that and these type of connections and getting to share these codes that is much more valuable than, any amount of money in a bank account.
Oh.
It's great to witness these transformations and they can happen in accelerated fashion too. It's pretty remarkable, when people decide like I'm going to get well, this is what I want, and watch as like the puzzle pieces start falling into place for them, it's really exciting.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's amazing when you see people come in and say, basically they're transformed, and you see them moved from kind of low level negativity, depression, to fully alive and excited.
And sharing their God-given gifts, like coming online and sharing like, oh yeah, this is why I'm here as a soul in human form to share these messages on my heart boldly and to, get to share these gifts that I'm blessed with to help others. And it creates this ripple effect and helps others turn their gifts on. And it's inspiring,
Yes. So, yes. Do you have a group like that? The people that can connect?
Yeah. I'm really fortunate here in Austin. It's a pretty, pretty amazing community of a lot of superheroes essentially that have been called to this area in Texas for more reasons than one.
Right.
And so it's exciting to get to co-create.
Yeah. And I do think that sort of group is really critical for creating inspiration and motivation and connecting the ties, really connecting. I do think it's one of the reasons why the right type of group support is incredibly valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know there's anyone out there teaching what the right type is. And somebody's worked with a lot of support groups, some of them are just kind of wine sessions, which doesn't help. WHINE. Well, sometimes they're WINE too, but it doesn't help. What you need is this sort of empowerment through the message and seeing other people's experience, seeing them change. That's what it's all absolutely all about, right?
That's inspiration. Yep. And inspiration is in spirit. Yeah.
There you go. I like that. Absolutely. So tell the listeners about the various programs that you have, where they might be able to reach out to you and discover more.
I work with people one-on-one when there's space available, as well as group trainings and some online trainings. I have a laser focus method that's online. It's at a scholarship rate. It's only $222, and that's what's helped a lot of people get clear on their North Star and really move from like a state of procrastination into stepping into their God-given gifts and igniting that inspiration within themselves and creating more than they consume, which is really exciting. And that's online, charlesclay.coach, as well as those that are on Instagram can connect on Instagram, charlesclay.coach. Feel free to shoot me a message. Just mention podcast, and I'm happy to offer 15-minute support calls for when there's space available. And that's a great way to, if you feel intuitively called to any of this type of work, the see what you're going through. And even if, you know, I'm not the one to help you, we have lots of resources. So just make sure that people are getting to where they need for the right information and help them through so you don't have to perpetuate suffering. And we also have a free alignment activation. You know, it's reclaiming full sovereignty, I call it. Mm-hmm. Your own life force energy, filling up with that. And it's a great way to start the day. It's a great morning ritual. It's a 22-minute guided movement, breath work, and visualization practice that I offer. It's for free on my website, charlesclay.coach. When you scroll to the bottom, subscribe, you'll get that free gift. And just watch how you feel. It's exciting to start your day with that and in full alignment, and then get to charge and share more of your gifts from that space. So yeah, I'm it's truly an honor to get to do this work, and I love connecting. So don't hesitate to reach out.
Oh, you heard what he said, guy. Listeners, don't hesitate to reach out. Check out Charles Clay. It's been really great talking with you, Charles. Your message is so well aligned with the purpose of this program, which is to show people alternatives, show them what amazing things can happen if they step outside their normal habitual thinking or what they've told. And unfortunately, while software can upgrade every year, I mean, the human brain probably needs a big upgrade, but that's not coming. But this is about as good as you can get, right? Is upgrading that mind body to a totally different level in a totally different capability. You know, that is about what is life about. You know, mm-hmm. So many people feel they just gotta plod through life, just survive one day after the other. And, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way.
That was one of the big lessons for me, was trying to do it all on my own. Mm-hmm. You know, like the valiant hero's journey of like, mm-hmm. I got to take this alone. As soon as I, you know, was humbled and reached out to those that intuitively I was called to, man, wow, the support that's available was a big life accelerator for me. So it's like speaking to my younger self and sharing, you know, have the courage to reach out to those that you feel inspired by, or those that you feel intuitively called to, and see what happens.
Well, thank you, Charles, for your time and mm-hmm. this amazing inspirational message and experience that hopefully has moved people to at least explore these options. Because this, you owe it to yourself. And we have the responsibility. The only one who can do these things is us. We are the ones who have that choice. So follow the choice. Check out Charles Clay. And again, really appreciate your time and input today.
It's an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Miracle Within You. Join me next time when I continue to explore the power of the mind-body and how it can be employed to enhance health and healing.